There is a real threat that is coming from the Al-Shabaab, a terrorist one. But the government is taking this threat seriously. So the president was obliged to come on a Sunday in his office because he is seeking for a solution. What kind of response the government is going to bring in order to protect the country and the citizen. And as you know, this threat comes at a time when there are, in Burundi, rallies. One side of those who are campaigning, and on the other side, protesters against the candidacy of President Nkurunziza. So the president had to come in order to know what is going to be the response from the security forces. And on another side, you see what are the responses that are being brought in by the regional leaders in Uganda and Kenya. So he wanted to be briefed by his services at the president's office.
Where is the intelligence coming from about the possible threat of Al-Shabaab to attack Burundi and Uganda?
You know, in Burundi, we are in an electoral campaign. So we have rallies that are authorized by the law. And we also have, on another side, protesters against the candidacy of President Nkurunziza. But we saw a day before yesterday a statement from Al-Shabaab threatening to attack Burundi and Uganda. You know, Burundi is a contributor of troops. We've got around 6,000 soldiers on the ground in Somalia. So the threat is taken seriously by the government, and we don't know whether they are going to succeed or not, but we have to take some precautions and to know what is going to be the measures to take. So the president needs to be briefed by his services and his advisors this morning.
Talking about the election, is the president going to stand for the CNDD-FDD despite this ongoing protests?
You know, he's a candidate, but from the ruling party, not from his own. And the party has the right to appoint who it wants as long as the constitution is respected. So he remains the candidate from the ruling party, and he's going to campaign during the presidential campaign of June 2015. This is the decision from the ruling party, and this has to be respected if we are in a democratic country.
A lot of groups, including the African Union, called on the election to be postponed in order to create an atmosphere of peace and stability to organize credible elections. Will there be a consideration of postponing the election till things become normal in order to organize this election, or the election will proceed as originally scheduled?
You know, the government has no objection. Even the president has no objection. Because we have an electoral commission that is independent, and that is a technical team. And it is that commission that has to check to see if the situation in Burundi is conducive for elections, because we need peaceful elections. But we let this electoral commission to let us know what is going to be the way forward. But we cannot, as a government, we cannot decide by ourselves as long as we have an electoral commission. So we are waiting for the electoral commission to respond to the request from the region, to respond from the request from the African Union and other partners.
What is the situation with the alleged coup plotters? I heard the ringleader, the coup leader, is still at large. What is the situation?
Yeah, some of them are still on the run, and the others surrendered themselves, while the others have been arrested by the police and the army. So some are being judged, and the others, when caught, they are going to be brought into in front of the court in order to be judged.
How was the president received after coming to the office for the first time following the attempted coup?
So, okay, when coming to Bujumbura from the countryside, he has been received by a very large crowd of Burundians who were happy to see him again. But on Sunday, coming from his palace to the president's office, there was no crowd because no one knew he was coming to the office. Only journalists came to meet him.